Good evening and welcome. Glad you're here. I got to start off with, at the first of the week, I sent a note out to my brothers, the elders specifically, and asked for any sage advice that they could provide and any input they had. And I get a note from my brother Frank that says, smile. So that's the first one. I got that one knocked out. The second one is that Brother Brian Parker put the majority of this together. It's certainly the best part of it. He put it together. He's not going to be able to be here with us tonight. So I've gone from color commentator to the full Monty right now. So that's all right, and I hope you can bear with me on that. And the third one is Brother Tom Steed, who we all know and love, looked at me this morning and pretty much told me, Adam, you hit the trifecta. He said, you got COVID, you got bad weather, and you got the budget. I said, thanks, Tom. Thanks for the vote of confidence there, buddy. And then finally, I get here tonight, and Gary Bradley shows up. So it's just, I don't know how many more hits I can take before this is over. I need to start out by telling you all that I miss Brother Grover Jackson. This was Grover's baby. He did it so well for so many years. He performed it gracefully and humbly in everything that he did. He never inserted himself in any of it. He made sure that it was always a group decision. I learned so much from him, and I pray that some of that shows through tonight. We've all heard prayers before about please guide those making the decisions on the use of our contributions to the best application to further God's work. I believe that you, the six elders that you have, truly live this each and every day. Our budget this past year was $37,500 per week for an annual of $1.95 million. And as Frank mentioned in his prayer, although COVID's had an impact on several churches around us, it's not been the case here. And we're very grateful for that. And I don't have the clicker. Do you have it by me? Or are you just going to? You going to throw it at me? No, it's okay. How about I just tell you to flip the slide? What are we on? All right. So, and by the way, Adam, it's right up there, too. You don't have to turn around and look. I see people do that all the time, and it drives me insane. But when you get up here one day, you'll understand it. All right, our contribution, our mission, we split it into three main categories, and those are the mission and ministry programs, our facility cost, and then our support cost. The main part of that, 74% of our budget goes to mission and ministry programs. Don't think there's too many churches around that can say that. But 74% of the money donated to this church goes towards mission and ministry. In the missions themselves, we have 21 in the 2022 budget. We have 21 missions, 21 separate mission programs that we'll support. From 2018 to 2021, we had 28. Some of those have fallen off, and We're now down to the 21. But that mission budget has remained constant for 2022. So for those 21 that we have, they will receive the same amount of money, which at this time is, it's right there in your notes, Adam, $236,000. That's not right. I can't do math on the fly, so y'all don't expect it, all right? All right, but for the missions programs, we'll support 21 different missions. In 2018 through 2021, River Chase gave $370,000 to the Churches of Christ Disaster Relief Fund in Nashville. For any of those that you know anything about that, that's a well-run organization. They do a great job, and it allows us to participate in disaster relief. As far as benevolence is concerned, from 2018 to 2021, we had 876 different people programs, individuals and members that we were able to support with that money. Of those 876 separate instances, our support in those situations totaled $477,000. That's a four-year period, $477,000, and that turns out to be an average of about $545 per need presented. There's a lot of this that we never talk about to the church. These are things that just go on. We're going to try and do a better job of letting you guys know what we're supporting and the things that we've been able to do with the money that you provided. Our entire Anniversary Sunday contribution goes toward those mission and benevolence efforts. So what that results in is that instead of having 52 weeks that are committed to these budget items, we only have 51 weeks because one of those weeks goes strictly to benevolence and missions. It's been something this church has done from the day that I got here, and it's something that I've always admired. In the line items, and these will be available to you in the foyers when you leave, and if you didn't already get one, we have a line item for almost $70,000 that's a reserve. And that's just a reserve for those things that are unplanned, unbudgeted. Our outreach budget for local ministry efforts increased by 35% in 2021. And that's a local ministry efforts. We're maintaining that for 2022. While the worship budget is showing a 6% decline in 2021 due to spending lower than budgeted in the previous year. You will notice a budgeted line item for LTC. River Chase has been instrumental in Southeastern Leadership Training for Christ from its beginning. There's always been solid support from the elders for this work, and in 2020, there was no convention due to COVID. In 2021, we were planning a virtual convention, but that ended up to be an extremely low number of participants, and we were in transition of coordinators for River Chase. We did not have any participants. I have personally seen the growth of many young people through the years who have credited their involvement in LTC as a major component of their growth in Christian living as well as how they conduct themselves in everyday life. I sincerely pray that River Chase remains a vital part of SELTC and that our overall participation returns to the level that it had been in years past. You might notice that that's a comment from Brian, and for all of you that know Brian, you know how committed he is to LTC. We're glad to help him in that endeavor. Our team programs this past year, we had multiple opportunities for them to participate in. Most notably, you'll remember the 200 backpacks that were up here on the stage that the teens, along with a Bible in each backpack, were able to deliver to Firehouse Ministries for the homeless. When they were delivered, the teens also served a lunch to the shelter. Additionally, we had book bags that were packed with all the school supplies needed for underprivileged children before the start of school. And then at Christmas, the teens bought and wrapped presents for foster children and other children in need at a local elementary school. Our children's program is certainly something that's growing for us as a congregation. We think Eric is doing a great job. And this year we had our fall festival we've turned those into a community outreach, and it's beginning to have an impact. And we want you to know that Eric is doing a great job for those mamas and daddies that are involved in it, and grandparents, which I might take a little pride there. But anyway, you'll see, we saw a lot of familiar faces at that fall festival, but at the same time, we saw people that we don't normally get to see. That's what we're about. That's what we're trying to do, is reach that local community. So for a total internal and external ministry, that's about $1.45 million of your $1.95 million overall budget. From our facility cost, we're very blessed with a wonderful facility, and we have the facility is very functional, and it's quite comfortable, depending on who you talk to and at what time of year it is. I'm not going to say any more about that. Just need you to know that there's a reason that 17% of your overall budget goes toward this facility. It's aging, as am I. There are 26 different air conditioning units that make up this building, and some of them are getting quite old. Therefore, you'll see an increase this year in the budget of an actual facilities budget increase of 21% in an effort to cover some of those costs. You'll also remember that reserve that I talked about. Although we have reserve tucked away up there in the missions budget, there's a reason that that reserve is there, and it may have to be used to support the facility and to keep it running as best it can. We're also looking at undertaking a program of modernization for those, and there'll be more to come on that as Glenn does his normal good job in that area. For my support cost, that's our next slice there, and our final slice, a total of 9%. This covers everything it takes to make the office run, to make the church run. It includes office staff, telephones, internet, copiers, bulletin printing, calling post, office supplies, office equipment, things that you expect to have in an everyday office budget. And it's decreasing this year by almost 21%. Our transportation, although we didn't meet budget last year, we were way under it. It makes sense why we were under, and that is because we just simply weren't able to travel due to COVID reasons. And then finally, our external security is just that. It's we have to have those police officers here. You know, several years ago, they were just here to direct traffic. Now, due to the way that the world is, we have them here at every service, and they've actually become part of the family. And we know that of all of this money, that we pray that it's being spent wisely for the Lord's efforts. Because of your efforts and support, we're in a very stable financial position. Our giving has consistently enabled growth in the mission programs that we're involved in. Brian, this is from Brian. He tells me that since I have been one of the finance deacons, the growth of the external missions and outreach programs is exponential. And you'll understand why that is in just a minute. All of these areas that we've talked about are under the direction and responsibility of one or more deacons who prepare their budgets and submit them, and the elders give overall approval. Just to give you a little insight, we have 24 deacons and 3 ministers that submit different ministry budgets for 17 different ministries. And the process typically starts in October. The goal is to conclude it by year end and then to have this presentation in January. And again, from Brian, I am personally very glad to see the increase we have had in the missions, benevolence, and outreach areas of the budget. He'd like to see that continued growth. We also know that there are requests for mission work beyond what can be added annually with our current contribution level. If you have a desire, a specific desire, or a specific mission, benevolence, or outreach program that you would like to see grow, we'll be happy to take that donation and earmark it for that particular ministry. Also know that as much as we would like to support everything and as much as we would like to be able to earmark everything, we can't do that to the exclusion of the necessary and ongoing cost. And now back to the statement that Brian made earlier, the exponential growth. A quick review of the overall change in budget from 2014 to 2021 will show an 84% increase in missions, benevolence, and outreach. That's quite a significant increase, no matter how you look at it. So from our standpoint, we believe that we've got our focus on the right things, and we'll continue to move towards missions, benevolence, and ministry program. As we progress through this year, we are looking for ways to consolidate, your eldership is looking for ways to consolidate our efforts in missions, possibly going down lower than those 21 that we currently support in an effort to have a bigger impact. We don't do that to the exclusion of any particular ministry or program. It's a desire from us so that we as a family can have a bigger impact on things in our neighborhoods and in as part of our outreach. Help us with that, and if you have ideas, we're more than willing to listen to them. There are certain things that we need help with and that we're looking for help. If you're new to the congregation or even if you've been here for a long time, find a place. Plug yourself in. As my father used to tell me, make yourself useful, son. And it was something that that over the years has made a lot of sense to me because everybody's seen the story about somebody, nobody, and everybody, and anybody. I don't have it memorized, but it all boils down to this, that unless you get out and move and do something, then don't plan on it ever happening. Make recommendations, and please understand that not every recommendation can be acted on. We'll try as best we can. We'd ask that you be in constant, vigilant prayer for your eldership. We know that not every decision we make will be the right one. We also know that every decision will not please everyone. But what we can promise you is that all of those decisions will be made with prayerful consideration. If you've got questions about the budget, feel free to ask. We're an open book. We'll tell you anything that we can about the budget that we have to the extent that it's possible. Include us in your desire to help someone monetarily. We may have background knowledge that can assist you in your decision making. We know that there are several that we have a very giving church, and we just ask that before you go out and you do something of a big nature, talk with us. And we can fill you in on a lot of the stuff that we know that maybe you don't, that will help you make a more informed decision. As we continue, let's please, each and every one of us, continue to be servant leadership, both servant leaders from both our eldership and from our deacons, and for anybody that plans to attain one of these positions as a prospective or future elder and deacon. I want to close with something that many of you probably will think is not exactly fitting, but I think if you listen to me, there's a tie. David had a craving in 2 Samuel 23rd chapter. He had a craving for a drink. He asked specifically, a drink from the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate. When he made that request, that territory was held by the Philistines. About three quarters of a mile from Bethlehem. So the Philistines were right there in their back door, holding territory. When David made this request, the Bible says that the three mighty men, two of them named, one of them unnamed, went, got behind those lines, got him that drink of water, and brought it back to David. When they brought it back to him, we all know what David did. He poured it out as a drink offering. And you ask yourself, why did he do that? I think it was at that time that David recognized that these mighty men had risked their life to get him the water that he just mentioned in passing. But David, with the wisdom that he had, rather than drinking the water, he deflected that recognition from himself and turned it to God. This is an example of how we should pour our lives out for God. It's also an example how that nothing we have belongs to us, but it all belongs to God. We pray that the things that you, that this church is doing with its money is done always in the name of the Lord. We thank you for your confidence in us. We hope you understand by this presentation that it's not just us. We have a great group of support people that do everything they can to help us do all that we need to do. There's no way that we could make this work without them. Again, we also thank you for your loving, kind, and giving nature, and pray that you'll ask us any questions that you may have. May God bless us all. If you would, stand with me. Davis is going to come and lead us in a closing song. And if there's anybody here that has a need for the Lord's Supper, that's been left prepared in room 154, and you can exit now and head that way. Thank you.
Our last song will be Farther Along.